USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The U.S. Embassy confirmed that an American citizen diagnosed with the coronavirus has died in Wuhan, China. It appears this is the first death of an American citizen from the disease. Planes carrying about 300 Americans from the Chinese city at the epicenter of the coronavirus outbreak arrived at military bases in California and Texas yesterday. Some of the Americans were continued on from Texas to Nebraska. Passengers will be under a 14-day quarantine to protect against the spread of the virus. All but two of the 724 confirmed deaths have been in mainland China, with one person dying in the Philippines and another in Hong Kong. More than 34,000 people have been infected with the virus worldwide. And 11 Americans, along with 64 people sickened with it, have been taken off a quarantine ship in Japan. This is USA Radio News.
Our prime responsibility is protecting our families, but we also need to protect our families' assets. For years, I've studied economics in the Bible and as a financial professional. I'm Dr. Tom Barrett. I found gold to be the best way to protect assets from a government gone wild. Gold is ridiculed by leftist elites who say it's old-fashioned and not suitable for financial planning. But gold is anything but outdated. Smart families use it as part of their retirement plans. Gold has been the only universally recognized money since the beginning of time. Precious metals are the only money in the Bible, and they're the only constitutional money. Your paper money is just government IOUs backed by nothing. No paper money has ever survived. They crash, on average, in 27 years. The dollar will not be the first to defy this law of economics. Learn more at investmentgradegold.com. That's investmentgradegold.com for your free 10-10-10 financial survival plan.
Gordon Sondland, the U.S. ambassador to the European Union who testified during the House impeachment investigation, is out of a job, according to his attorney. Sondland's exit comes the same day as Alexander Vindman, a National Security Council officer, who also testified. In a statement, Sondland said, "I was advised that the president intends to recall me effective immediately as United States ambassador to the European Union." Andrew Yang's presidential campaign has fired dozens of staffers following the Iowa caucuses, including the national political and policy directors, as well as the deputy national policy director. Though the results of the contest are not yet final, Yang had a disappointing finish, appearing so far to have placed a distant sixth with 1% of state delegate equivalents. The national party and policy directors, as well as deputy national policy director, were also terminated. Politico first reported the layoffs, though the Yang campaign denied parts of the report, saying these were not senior-level officials. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The Bureau of Land Management has approved new management plans for two national monuments in Utah that have been reduced by the Trump administration. With more, here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
The three management plans affect the reduced Bears Ears and Grand Staircase Escalante monuments, as well as 900,000 acres removed from the staircase, and permits more drilling, mining, and cattle grazing in the areas. Various groups have sued to invalidate President Trump's order to reduce the monuments, which was established by former Presidents Bill Clinton and Barack Obama. Last year, a federal judge declined a Justice Department motion to have the lawsuits dismissed, and the Interior Department has received criticism for issuing the plans with the litigation ongoing. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
A memorial service was held for an American airman who died fighting Australia's deadly wildfires before his body was returned to the United States. Rick DeMorgan Jr. was one of three Americans killed on January 23rd when their water bombing air tanker came down in New South Wales. The remains of Captain Ian C. Macbeth, age 44, and First Officer Paul C. Hudson were flown home earlier this week. A memorial service was held for the pair before they were returned on Wednesday. The ceremony for DeMorgan took place at the Australian Air Force military base near Sydney. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.